I will show here the configuration and operation of the window/door opening sensor in OpenBeacon, realized without Tuya Meku, i.e. based on the deep sleep of the Wi-Fi module. The sensor implemented in this way connects to Wi-Fi only when you need to send a state change to the MQTT server. Otherwise, it falls asleep and disconnects from the network, entering a state of very low power consumption. Only events on the pins, i.e., pressing the configuration button or changing the state of the door window, can wake it up from this state. Configuration in OpenBeacon. The configuration here is intended for sensors of this type. Photo from the user. Everything is run automatically. The user only needs to set the role of the sensor pin to door sensor with deep sleep. In addition, we set the role for the configuration button, button. For the door sensor, set the channel, e.g., the first one. For the button, the second channel. You don't need anything else. After reboot, we will see. The sensor will go to sleep after this time. Changing the door state resets this time. The countdown starts again. The sensor can wake up both the change of the door status and pressing the button. Starting an OTA, Wi-Fi update, also blocks sleep. Lack of connection with MQTT also blocks sleep, but only for 300 seconds. The value will be changed in the configuration. The delay is to ensure that the sensor has time to report its status to the MQTT before bedtime. Current consumption during Wi-Fi operation occasionally ranges from 50 milliamps to 150 milliamps. Power consumption while sleeping. Presentation of the action on the video. I do not have this type of sensor, so I simulated it by connecting a switch. The video shows the Wi-Fi module, a switch, simulating a door opening sensor, an ammeter, and a telephone, where you can see how the page counts down the time until sleep is turned on. Wake up works in both cases, both when door is closed and when door is open. The video also shows how the power consumption changes. I recommend enlarging the video. And what does the sensor based on Tuya Meku look like? It is worth noting that the sensor based on Tuya Meku has already been described. The description is here. English, Polish. Such a sensor is characterized by the presence of the MCU on the PCB. In his case, the Tuya Meku microcontroller handles the power supply of the Wi-Fi module, and the Wi-Fi module is completely turned off through the transistor. He cuts off his power. This is different than the sensor from the topic. Here we see two different Tuya approaches to saving energy. One uses low-power MCU, and the other uses deep sleep on the Wi-Fi module itself. Both approaches are supported by OpenBeacon. Home Assistant Setup. Make sure this flag is checked. Set MQTT data in config. If the device wants to turn off during setting, then either turn off the door controller with the command stop driver door sensor, or simulate door opening or closing. Do a discovery here. The device will add itself to Home Assistant if there is already an MQTT connection. Configuration summary. To sum up, to configure such a sensor, you should 1. Upload OpenBeacon to it. 2. Configure Wi-Fi and MQTT data. 3. Set the button role for the configuration button, channel 1, and the door sensor role for the door sensor, channel 0. You can also try the NPUP version, i.e. without the pull-up resistor. 4. Perform MQTT discovery. Ready. Now you just need to remember that if you don't want the sensor to go to sleep during configuration, you have to either change the door state or press the button, or send it the stop driver door sensor command. Summary: the deep sleep mode with waking up by changing the pin state is necessary in window door opening sensors implemented without Tuya Meku. Without this mode, the battery would probably discharge in less than a day. Maybe the dynamic energy saving mode, power save 1 command, would help a little, but probably not much. One downside to deep sleep is that the door sensor must first connect to Wi-Fi and MQTT before reporting its status, but I don't know what to do about that.